Last year, Wyoming enacted legislation authorizing school districts to teach child sexual abuse prevention. Schools have a unique power to stop sexual abuse because kids spend so much time there. But the bill is not a mandate. It merely says school districts may do prevention. Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson visits a state, though, where prevention is required.
Jody Sanborn dreams about the day when all Wyoming communities work to keep kids safe from sexual abuse. But the prevention specialist for the Wyoming Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault says Wyoming isn't there yet.
Wyoming is at a stage of what we call denial or resistance that the issue even exists in the first place.
National statistics estimate 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will experience sexual abuse before age 18. Both adults and other kids are perpetrators, and Wyoming is no exception.
For the most part, you know, there's a lot of education and basic knowledge and awareness that has to happen before communities are even going to accept the fact that there's something that they can do about it.
Sanborn says eventually she'd like to see something in place to guarantee schools are doing prevention statewide, but she knows Wyoming's strong culture of local control makes that hard. Vermont State Senator Richard Sears says his state faced something similar. Vermont has a population of around 600,000 with remote towns like Wyoming, but on a much smaller scale.
The last thing anybody wants to do is tell the local school board, you shall do this, you shall do that. But I think the state also understood that we had a big problem.
Vermont was forced to confront those problems because of a tragedy. In 2008, a 12-year-old girl named Brooke Bennett was raped and murdered by her uncle, a known sex offender. And this bucolic state, known for its close-knit communities, was left tormented by the question, how could this happen here? And in the year that followed, Senator Sears and a group of lawmakers set out to prevent it from happening again. They started by hosting public hearings across the state.
We heard from people, you know, communities, what did they want, what did they expect?
Lawmakers gathered a diverse set of solutions, and in 2009, Vermont became the first state to implement comprehensive legislation to address child sexual abuse. That bill, commonly referred to as Act 1, includes a requirement that prevention education happens in preschool through 12th grade. For Linda Johnson, that was a big win.
I mean, I think I've never seen anything quite like it in my life, and I'm 72 at this point.
For the last 33 years, she's been the executive director of Prevent Child Abuse Vermont. After Act 1 passed, her organization stepped in to help schools get on board with a new mandate.
It's not rocket science, but it is science, and you have to really do it well.
Vermont's law requires that prevention education happens, but it's up to local school boards to pick the curriculum that they'd like to use. Johnson strongly encourages schools to adopt the evidence-based model that's been developed by her organization. It's called the Healthy Relationships Project.
Though many programs insist that children tell, we talk about telling as an option.
Johnson says there's an important difference between teaching a kid they should tell versus teaching a kid that they can tell.
We don't want to add guilt and a sense of responsibility to children who've been victimized.
So kids learn about their own boundaries and how they can turn to adults for help. But another big piece of the curriculum is teaching kids to accept no.
That is the foundation of consent. And we can teach this to 2-year-olds. And then again at 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, 8, 9, 10, until there they are in that situation in the car. And one wants to and one doesn't want to. They have to be able to accept no for an answer.
Those lessons start simple for little kids and get more complex as they get older. From Johnson's office in Vermont's state capital, Montpelier, I head 2 hours south to Bennington to see how this works with preschoolers.
Which one is feeling safe and which one's feeling proud?
Joy Kitchell is sitting on the floor with a group of 3- and 4-year-olds reading a book about feelings.
And how are they feeling?
The big takeaway? It's important to pay attention to how you feel. And if you feel mixed up or confused, you can ask an adult for help. And if you talk to one adult and you're still confused, that's okay. You can go to another adult you trust. Kitchell's the executive director of the Bennington County Child Advocacy Center and a Healthy Relationships Project trainer. Before taking this job, she spent 16 years as a teacher and 9 as a principal.
because I saw firsthand that as a teacher, I had a lot of great tools, a great skill set, but I wasn't helping the kids that were probably the most traumatized in my classroom because I didn't recognize it.
It's estimated that in Vermont, about 2/3 of schools are using the curriculum. The rest use something else, and some still aren't doing anything at all.
It's sad to hear that it's not across the United States. Why would you not want your kids safe? I just can't imagine not wanting to make things better for your kids. So I guess I'm glad I'm here.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson in Bennington, Vermont.